Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The government is likely to hold off on more taxes on tobacco just yet. Meghna Mittal reports that the government plans to maintain the existing tax burden by introducing an additional central levy. The tax incidence on tobacco items is about 53%, while it is 88% on pan masala, comprising 28% GST and a compensation cess. Relief could be on the horizon for Vodafone Idea after the Supreme Court ruled that decisions on adjusted gross revenue dues rest squarely with the government, reports Danish Khan. The ruling gives the centre flexibility to rework repayment terms, with options including extending the repayment timeline by 2 decades or waiving a significant portion of interest and penalties. Turning to geopolitical strategy, Shweta Goswami reports India will build at least 208 hydel projects across the Brahmaputra basin, nearly 65,000 megawatts, to match China's planned massive 60,000 megawatt dam and to mitigate flood risks from glacial outbursts and flash floods. Spending power in India's economy is coming from places few expected. Uttar Pradesh and Bihar are driving India's festive season vehicle sales, with Uttar Pradesh's share in motor car sales climbing to 11.4% in 2025, and Bihar's share rising to a four-year high of 2.3%, while traditional markets such as Maharashtra, Karnataka, and Delhi lost ground, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. In startup moves, Kabir Biswas, the co-founder of the Dunzo hyperlocal delivery platform that shut down due to financial woes, is leaving Flipkart less than a year after joining as vice president to lead Flipkart Minutes, Tusha Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth report. Biswas decided to pursue other opportunities, and Kunal Gupta, vice president at Flipkart, will now lead Flipkart Minutes. The wave of IPOs in India is drawing strong domestic demand, but foreign institutional investors, FIIs, have remained choosy, reports Ravindra Sonavane. FIIs have invested 54,277 crore rupees in IPOs launched in 2025, a 55% decline from 2024, with analysts suggesting that valuations remain stretched and post-listing returns have moderated. Lenskart's Peyush Bansal views the eyewear maker's upcoming IPO as a milestone, not an exit event. In an interview with Chandra R. Srikanth and Tushar Goenka, Bansal said his mission is to do to eye testing what Reliance Jio did to consumer internet. For a scorecard on who stands to gain the most, Ravindra Sonavane tallies the likely winners. And finally, Eli Lilly's weight loss drug Mounjaro has taken an early lead in India's weight loss market thanks to its strong clinical performance and early mover advantage, reports Viswanath Pillar. Mounjaro has racked up sales of 233 crore rupees since its launch in March, outpacing Novo Nordisk's Wegovy, which has generated 28 crore rupees since its entry in June. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.